Hachette Audio presents Pockets, an intimate history of how we keep things close. Written by Hannah Carlson. Read by Stephanie Cannon. Please note, all images that will be discussed can be found in the accompanying PDF that downloaded with your copy of the audiobook. For my father and first reader, Robert S. Carlson, and my daughters, Kieran and Eliza, who listened to these stories as I collected them. Throughout Pockets, I have endeavored to use terms that designers, makers, and individuals have used to identify themselves or their occupations. Where the book moves into the present day, I have endeavored to recognize the advances in our understanding of gender fluidity and expression. The apparel industry still distinguishes men's wear from women's wear. But any history of the pocket cannot help but recognize, as this one does, the material limitations and structural inequities and inconsistencies that follow from enforcing specific gendered and binary ways that people may engage with the world. Introduction. After a hasty exit, I patted myself down, checking my pockets to see whether I had stashed anything useful. The scene was Lafayette Street, post-9/11 New York City, and it was impossible to tell whether the midday evacuation underway was just a drill or something more serious. Following the direction to leave now meant that most of the women attending the weekly staff meeting had left their handbags, purses, or knapsacks where they had put them, tucked under desks and draped over chairs. As I scanned the thinning crowd, it occurred to me that I was not the only one standing indecisively, at a loss about what to do next. I was wearing what my limited salary and ambivalent aspirations allowed, which was surprisingly versatile given the constraints of 21st century office attire. I believed I had achieved a certain mood, influenced by the looks of those colleagues I admired, the insouciant, "this is only my day job" folks, while hoping to attain the finish of the ambitious, "this is my real job" folks. Yet nothing that I wore was particularly well made. What passes for casual chic these days is most often accomplished via shortcuts in construction. Thanks to global fast fashion, women's clothes in particular prioritize trendy new effects over thoughtful design and
sample complete. Ready to continue?